This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Coming up in the next half hour, University of Pittsburgh's head football coach, Pat Narduzzi, with his quarterback, Eli Holstein. They're in the building, and look forward to our conversation with Coach. And right now, we have Jay Costa. Senator Costa, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and Paul.
Are you here to announce that you have all reached an agreement on a budget?
Well, I wish I could announce that. I think folks are ready for that, but we still have more work to do. Things are progressing, but at a very much slow pace. And this year is a little more complicated than previous years, particularly in light of what has happened at the federal level. We have to keep an eye on the out years as well as we begin to budget this year. So it's more complicated. Some of the issues involved, particularly the transit issue and transportation, present some issues for us, and we're trying to work through.
Yeah, speaking of transportation, you know, for those who do not use public transportation, they might not view it as a very big deal. However, as you know, so many people do rely on it, and the Pittsburgh Regional Transit, 35% service cut. That's obviously one-third of all service, and they're hoping against hope that you and Harrisburg can find some way to stave off these kind of catastrophic cuts.
Yeah, and it is a big deal. And the workforce, for example, in downtown Pittsburgh, I think 30% of the workforce there utilizes mass transit. And the number of people who need transit because they have no other means of transportation, it becomes problematic. And then when you think about the fact that, you know, given what we have, the healthcare delivery we have, and we're not going to run routes after 11 p.m., is even compounds the issue. I am confident we are going to get something done in transit and in transportation as well, roads and bridge infrastructure. Typically, that's how we're able to do that, because in other parts of the state, transit is not as important or significant as fixing roads and bridges and the like. So we'll get to that end. I think we get there. The other problem is, though, is how do we fund it? And that ties into another conversation that we've been having related to something called skill games and the tax rate and regulating skill games that are in our bars and taverns and other places as well. And that, again, goes toward the complicated nature of trying to find the right way to be able to get this done. So I'm confident we'll get transit funding done, that the governor's number are very close to what he proposed, close to $300 million, and we'll go from there.
Senator Costa, we have a story this morning quoting Westmoreland County Representative Jill Cooper, who says that both sides on this budget are very far apart. What are the main sticking points? What are the hurdles that are left to be cleared?
Well, I would disagree that we're very far apart, and I can tell you I don't think that's the case. But the sticking points start around this, what's called the spend number. The governor proposed $51 billion. We settled, we moved down to $50 billion. I think our Republican colleagues want to go lower than that. There's questions about our Medicaid spend, how much Pennsylvania is going to be spending in Medicaid. What's been proposed is a $2 billion increase in Medicaid spend, trying to ratchet that down with some things around the edges to be able to deal with that. Certainly the transit and transportation issues in terms of how we're going to fund that. We need new revenue to be able to do that. And I think that's what the challenge has been. And that's why it's been tied to things like skill games, for example. And the education spend, as you know, we're in the middle, second year of a multi-year approach to provide for the appropriate adequacy level for all school districts to educate their kids. It came out of the Commonwealth Court decision. Governor's proposing about $562 million there. And there's some pushback along those lines. And then recently, the whole issue of school choice has made its way into the conversation. So those are the major issues that we're working on that need to be resolved. And there's differences. But sometimes, you know, they're not as stark as I think people want to make them. I think we are getting close, particularly in the transit space. I think that's one of the things that will move forward quickly.
We're with Senator Jay Costa. Senator, I know it's not flipping a switch, but we hear from the summit, obviously at Carnegie Mellon, about what's coming in the future in the region. That at least gives us hope that there could be an increased tax base, and some of these newcomers are going to help support all of these things that you're trying to accomplish in the budget.
Yeah, that's really exciting. With the conversations that came out of there, the things that Governor Shapiro announced, and then coupled with what came out just more recently, you know, when you talk about $90+ billion of investment over a period of years in the Commonwealth, it certainly enhances our tax rate and enhances our tax collections, I should say, that help position us to be able to continue to make investments in programs that we want to build upon, particularly in the educational and economic development areas. So that's exciting news, and it's going to grow jobs. It's going to be people here, and not just at the state level, but at the local level, well, it'll grow the economy. And I think that's important.
Senator, circling back to the transit question, how much money do you think it's going to take to work into the budget to solve our issues?
Well, the governor's proposal has been, and we're pretty consistent around that, I believe is $282 million. So that's what we're trying to grow or find that revenue stream to be able to support that. The bulk of it, a large part, goes to Philadelphia. We in the southwest here in Allegheny County, I think we received $40 million of that. I know that the challenge is a little bit greater than that, but that, the Port Authority's look was a 10-year outlook. That's where we're looking at a 5-year outlook now. And I think at the end of the day, that's where we end up at. We're pretty strong in that position. And the frightening thing is, in fact, as of yesterday, in SEPTA districts, they begin posting, for example, the route reductions, the route cuts. So now people will see, you know, firsthand when they go to their bus stop or the train stop, that they're going to see the posting saying that these routes will be cut effective some point in September and October. So it's probably more real. And here in Pittsburgh, it's not quite as soon as that. I think our dates are going to be sometime later in the fall where we'll start to post, and then the effectiveness will be in February. But at the SEPTA system, which is a multi-county system, they're seeing the notices right now that it's becoming very real to folks, and that's putting more pressure on us to try to get something done.
Well, good luck. We're all counting on you. Senator Juice, did you stay up late at all last night? Did you see who Stephen Colbert had as a special guest?
I recorded it. I can tell you that. So we'll go down and watch it. But I mean, it's exciting. I mean, he's going around the country and doing these different things, but at the same time, still working here and paying attention and is very engaged in these conversations that we're having almost every day, which is important.
Senator Jay Costa, have a great weekend. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. So Governor Shapiro made an appearance on Colbert last night.
I read an article this week from a conservative website, a story about the governor expanding his communications team, Larry, and they're interpreting that as to mean that he's getting ready for a presidential bid.
You think?
And you know, appearing on Colbert is definitely putting a toe in the water, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.